Joining us by telephone, Sergeant Investigator Thomas Barker from Lincoln County. The case with Corey Adams, you have him in custody at this point, some pretty serious charges, but there may be other victims. What type of information are you looking for?
Just anybody that knows Mr. Adams and has any sort of relationship with Mr. Adams, wanted or not wanted. Particularly, some of these cases are from a few years ago, so even though they're maybe older, we would still like to talk with people if that's the case.
And are you looking for any information or specific to this type of charge?
More specific to this type of charge, if the victims may have been younger. We don't have any information at this time, but there's a possibility that that could be. So mostly for people that were under age 18, we'd like to speak with.
Some pretty serious charges involved here, which includes mental harm to a child, child enticement, drugs involved. You know about four victims, and you fear there may be more.
There's always a possibility that we don't have anything that we know for sure, but we would like to know if there is, and hope some, if there is, they would come forward and speak with us.
Somebody needs to get in touch with you about this. How do they do that?
You can call the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, 536-6272.
Anything you want to add on that topic today?
No, thank you.
All right, that'll be the recorded portion right there. Just so I'm clear with it, the four victims, are all four victims his own kids?
No, it's different types of victims.
Okay. Does he have a child that's involved in this as a victim?
Just looking at the charges, I think he can figure that out.
It appears that way. But
yes.
When I have to brush this close to something like that, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask.
Okay, yeah. No, it's, kind of self-explanatory there.
Incest with a child, so I'm guessing female child?
I'd rather not say on that.
Okay.
Just to protect victims.
Sure.
As much as they can.
All right.
I mean, normally we wouldn't do any sort of press release on that, but...
Yeah, you need some more info, too.
Yeah, that would, you know...
Okay. At this point, the alleged victims are in a safe place?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Adams is in custody?
Yes.
Has he had a bond hearing yet?
Yes, he had his initial yesterday, and between the four cases, he's on $35,000 cash bond total.
And he's probably not able to post that.
I'm guessing he's not going to be able to.
Okay.
He's also, I believe, on a probation hold.
So this is not his first brush with your staff?
No.
Similar charges in the past or different stuff?
Yes, he did have some similar charges back in, I believe it was 96, which can be seen on CCAPs also.
Okay. Might be a case of some people never learn, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, with that, I shall write as carefully as I can so we don't do any more damage to the kids, and we'll go from there. That's one of those things where I'd rather ask 2-3 times to get the same answer than to have it miswritten and come out where the kid can't escape.
Yeah, then that's, we kind of walk in that fine line, but
yeah.
If you can go online and see it, so that's, I think people can paint their own picture of that for the most part.
Yeah, and sometimes if we help them hold the brush, it's not so bad.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.